Imagine being in a room or being in an argument with someone and you lose it, meaning you didn't know all the information, and yet you are still valuable. You can still hold yourself with an air of dignity and respect. You know that you are worthy. You can stand there confidently and you can just say, yeah, I don't know. And I'm still fucking valuable and I still deserve to be here. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller, and I'm so, so deeply excited for you to be here for this episode today. This episode was really inspired by some of my recent group coaching calls with one of my cohorts in my course, Your Life's Work. You can find out all sorts of information about this course, Your Life's Work, at thetransformationschool.com. I end up working with so many podcast listeners in my courses. So if you resonate with the podcast, please be sure to check out all of my courses, including some free courses at thetransformationschool.com. If you are here today, I really feel like you are meant to listen to this episode. This is not an accident. Be sure to listen all the way through because you never know those exact words that might shift something within you. If you want to win a free one-on-one magic session with me, all you have to do is leave a 5-star written review on Apple. You can find a link for how to do that in the show notes. The drawing for the winner will be in September of 2024. And if you are listening to this episode after that, go ahead and leave a review because I do a drawing very frequently. And as long as you've left a review on Apple, you will always be entered to win a one-on-one magic session with me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's dive in. Today, I want to talk about our need to be right and our fear of being wrong. Our need to be right and our fear of being wrong. Have you ever been in a situation where you were afraid that you had the wrong information, that you had the wrong answer, or that you might not know enough? Have you ever been in a conversation where you were arguing a point and you were feeling some fear, tension, panic, aggravation, or pressure to win that argument or to prove your point, to prove that you are right and not wrong? Do you ever feel like during a conversation that you need to be the contrarian, that you need to offer alternate points of view to what people are saying, or that you need to find the exception to what people are saying? Do you find that you need to correct people when they say a word incorrectly, or they state a fact just slightly off from perfection? Does it annoy you when people say the wrong information? Does it aggravate you? Does it make you angry? When people have the wrong information or they aren't good at winning a point, do you feel like you lose respect for them? Do you feel like your opinion of them changes, or do you potentially look down on them? Do you tend to pedestalize people that always have the right information? Do you look at the world in a black and white way? Are you constantly obsessed about who is correct and who is incorrect, who is right versus who is wrong? I used to be obsessed with these things. I used to be like absolutely obsessed with the right information, being right all the time, having enough information, knowing all the things. And I used to be obsessed with this because this was really valued in my upbringing. I grew up in a home of intellectuals, and intellectual superiority was valued. Having the right information and being right in an argument was valued, and I was seen as more valuable the more articulate and precise that I could be with a given argument or a given set of information. I also grew up in an environment where there was a habit of doubting other people's information. When people would say a fact or state an opinion, there tended to be, across all my family members, this habit of doubting if they were fully accurate, or pointing out the exception to the rule, or, you know, being a contrarian. And so for many years, I had this habit. I took this habit away from my childhood into adulthood. And when other people would say certain things, whether it be in a work environment or friends or partners, I would illustrate this habit. I would look for the holes in what people were saying and try to point out more precise ways of thinking or alternatives. Now, it's one thing to be the person that does this, and it's quite another to be the recipient of someone that does this. Have you ever been around a person that is always correcting you, or is being a contrarian all the time, or is pointing out the potential flaws or fallacies or holes in the things that you're saying? Like, it doesn't feel good. And the interesting thing is, I think growing up in an environment like that, I took on the same patterning because it was a way of defending and adapting and surviving in my environment to take on that same behavior. But as I grew into an adult and entered into different relationships, I found that it didn't feel good to be the recipient of that kind of behavior. And once I recognized that it didn't feel good to be the recipient of that, to have people nitpicking every little thing I said or constantly correcting me or criticizing me or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I started evaluating my own behavior. And I looked deep, deep, deep. I went all the way down into the rabbit hole to discern why I had that behavior. Now, there's an interesting thing that I see across the board with intellectual people, or people that consider themselves to be intellectuals and that prize correct, superior information, which is they have an air of superiority to them and an air of intellectual superiority to them. And again, I was like this myself, so no shade. I completely was this way. And when I was this way, I had a predisposition to look down upon other people that didn't know as much information as me. I was just kind of like, yeah, they don't know as much as me, especially about this topic. And in a way, I was elevating myself above them. Now, when we do this, when we make ourselves right and other people wrong, and we elevate ourselves, there is a flip side to that. First of all, when we elevate ourselves above other people because we, quote, know more, and we think that that therefore makes us special and more valuable, it creates a sense of separation between us and the people that we are devaluing. And here's the thing. If we are devaluing other people because we think that they know less than us, what happens when we are that person? What happens when we are in situations where we don't know the most out of anyone in the room, or we don't have the precise, articulate, interesting opinion, or we all of a sudden end up in a situation where we don't know something? What happens to us in our mind automatically if we are devaluing other people when they don't have the correct or right information? What happens to us when we don't have the correct or right information? I'll tell you, we automatically devalue ourselves. We make ourselves inferior. We feel inferior. This is why you fear being wrong. This is why you fear not having the right information or not having the key points or being asked a question that you maybe don't know the answer to. Or in certain groups, you fear that you're going to be looked at in a certain way because you don't have the right information. Or you fear losing an argument. Because if you do, then you are going to be a less valuable human. You are going to be the one that is inferior. But here's the thing. The only reason that you feel that way is because you think that having more information, more correct, more precise information, makes you more valuable. And not having the correct information makes you less valuable. You have that belief, that perspective about the world. You could, on the other hand, have a belief, have a perspective that you are valuable and worthy no matter what you do or don't know. That you have worth no matter what you know or don't know. That you are an amazing person, no matter what you do or don't know. Imagine being in a room or being in an argument with someone and you lose it, meaning you didn't know all the information, and yet you are still valuable. You can still hold yourself with an air of dignity and respect. You know that you are worthy. You can stand there confidently and you can just say, yeah, I don't know. And I'm still fucking valuable and I still deserve to be here. Imagine the power in you to be able to feel that, even if you are wrong, even if you don't have some quip or some interesting thing to say or some contrarian thing to say or some interesting factoid to point out or some alternative, or if you have literally nothing to say at all because you have no knowledge on the subject whatsoever, or you say something completely wrong about it, imagine being able to stand there still knowing that you are a deeply valuable, worthy of love and respect human being. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't it be amazing to be able to be wrong and still be confident as fuck? Wouldn't it be amazing to be wrong about something and still stand there really strong on your own two feet and know that you have value and worth? I was talking about this the other day in one of my group coaching calls in my program, Your Life's Work. This is a 10-month deep dive into how to make your career as juicy and enjoyable as possible. If you feel like you are not excited every single day to go into your job, and I mean waking up to your alarm, super fucking excited to go to work, then this workshop is for you. And if you want to learn more, you can find details about Your Life's Work at thetransformationschool.com. So I was on a group coaching call the other day, and this came up, this idea of feeling the need to be right all the time. Now, I work with all different types of professionals in Your Life's Work: dentists, doctors, attorneys, creatives, entrepreneurs, executives, et cetera, et cetera. And I had several students point out that in their career, it was really important for them to be right all the time with what they do, because it was just really crucial, whether it be for financial reasons, or as another example, I had an attorney say, like, I often struggle with this because in my profession, I literally have people on the other side constantly trying to exploit any errors. So when you are somebody like an attorney, and as a job, your opposition is trying to exploit or point out errors, how do you reconcile that? How do you feel okay about being wrong in that instance? How do you not struggle all the time to be right when it is literally your job to have the correct information and to have all the information at hand? Okay. The real question here is not about being right or wrong. The real question is, how do I not feel so emotionally attached to being right or wrong? How do I move to a place where I can be, quote, wrong and still feel like I deserve to be here? Because if you think about the way that you feel when you're wrong, just think about it right now, no matter what you do for work, think about this in your like most personal, intimate relationship. Think about it in your work. Think about it in your friendships and your family dynamics. When you are proven to be wrong, or somebody points out something wrong that you do, or you are deeply, deeply criticized, how does that make you feel? Like, how do you feel in your body? Most people will feel inferior, sad. They're going to feel small. They're going to feel maybe ashamed. They're going to maybe be embarrassed. Okay. What if you didn't feel any of those things? What if you were able to be wrong and you were able to just feel emotionally neutral about it? And you were able to acknowledge with grace and dignity that you were wrong, and you were able to still carry yourself with a deep, profound confidence and self-worth? What if you were able to say, oh, yeah, I guess I am wrong about that? And you were able to exude a bright fucking light as you say it. What kind of power? How would that feel to still feel powerful while also being wrong? See, the The reason we don't want to be wrong is because we have attached our self-worth and our identity to both what we achieve and us being right. If you have attached your sense of self-worth, your self-value to being right, then that means you always have to be right to feel valuable and worthy. And if you're wrong, you suddenly feel like you don't have value and like you aren't worthy, like you don't even deserve to be here. Now, this, of course, comes from so many places. It comes from oftentimes our primary caretakers putting a large emphasis on the importance of us always being right, on the importance of us performing well. And if we are wrong or we don't perform well, not only by our caretakers, but also just think about your schooling. Like, what happens when you're wrong on a test? Not only are you embarrassed, but then maybe you go home and you get punished. All throughout our lives, we are shown again and again and again, especially by our schooling system, that if we are wrong, we are bad. If we are wrong, we should be ashamed. I mean, think about, again, just performing poorly on a test. You don't want to go around and tell everyone that you performed poorly on a test, but what does that mean when you perform poorly on a test? That means that you had the wrong information. You had the wrong information, and then you felt shame about it. And when we feel shame, we make ourselves small. And when we make ourselves small, we are indicating to ourselves and to the world that we don't know if we deserve to be here, whether it be being in a room, being in a group, or being on the fucking planet. We are saying to ourselves and to the world, I don't know that I'm worthy enough to be here. I don't know that I'm valuable enough to be here. That's what happens when we don't have the right information, when we have the wrong information. Immediately, shame, lack of self-worth, inferiority ensues. But again, imagine if that weren't the case. Imagine if that weren't the program that you were running on. Imagine if you grew up in a society where that wasn't what was valued. Instead, your creative gifts were valued. Your most authentic self was valued. And it didn't matter if you had the right or wrong information. Imagine if we had something like Google and we could just Google the right information, or ChatGPT. Like, imagine if we had easy access to all sorts of information and you didn't have to know everything at all times in order to feel valuable or in order to feel worthy of being here. I was talking to my partner about this morning, and my partner is also a coach. He has his own coaching practice, and he is also a coach for my program, Your Life's Work. And he said something that I loved. He said that he likes to think of self-worth in terms of dignity. And he gave this example of a fighter that loses a fight and yet still stands up after that fight with dignity. Can you just envision that in your mind right now? A fighter that loses a fight, and yet he stands there, he or she stands there after that fight with dignity. How many times have you seen a fight like that where you looked at both fighters afterwards and the one that lost still had dignity? If you think about this in terms of like a basketball game or a tennis match, those professionals playing, and yet when they lose, they still have dignity. Like, you don't look at them and think, ugh, they don't deserve to be here. I mean, most likely you don't. You just see that they lost the game and maybe they're going to win the next one, but they're not less of a human being. No, the ones that stand with dignity, even after a loss, sometimes those can actually be more inspirational than the ones that won, can't they? Our sense of self-worth, our sense of value, can't stand on the legs of something so flimsy. If you build your house on sand, it's bound to have problems. You want to build your house on rock-solid foundation. You don't want to build your sense of self-worth, your sense of value, on being right all the time or on achievements. You don't want to have to prove that you're valuable, prove that you deserve to be here. Because when you build your sense of self and your sense of self-worth on achievements or being right all the time, then what happens when you don't achieve, when you're not in the middle of achieving something amazing, or when you're proven wrong? What happens is, again,
You lose all your sense of self-worth in that moment because you have now tied your identity and your sense of value and worth to what you do and what you say. My love, your sense of value and worth goes so much deeper than that. You are inherently fucking valuable. You are inherently amazing. Do we go to the hospital to see newborn babies and we look at them and we say, well, we have yet to see if they deserve to be here because we have yet to see how right they are. We have yet to see what they achieve. Right now, they don't have any value. They don't have any worth and they don't deserve to be here because they haven't yet proven to us how much they can achieve, how much they can do, how right they can be. No, of course not. Of course we don't do that. We go and we see newborn babies and we think they are all beautiful. We think they are all worthy. We think they all deserve to be here. And so do you. So do you. You don't have to prove your worth. You don't have to be right. You just have to be. You are beautiful. You are amazing as you are. I know that's not what you've been taught. I know that's not what you've learned about yourself. But all of that is a lie. All of that is a lie. And until you realize that about yourself, you are going to be scrambling your whole life to prove to everyone around you that you are valuable, that you are worthy, that you do deserve to be here, and you are building your house on fucking sand. Because the second something goes wrong, the second there's a storm, the second someone proves you wrong, the second that you lose that fight, the second that you don't get that achievement that you were aiming for, you're going to feel like you don't deserve to be here. You're going to feel like you're not worthy. You're going to feel bad about yourself. You're going to hold yourself in an ashamed way. You're going to make yourself small. It's time to own your self-worth outside of what you do. It's time to own your self-worth outside of being right versus wrong. It's time to just love yourself as you are. Doesn't matter if you don't achieve a single one more thing in your whole life. It doesn't matter if you are wrong about everything you say every day until the end of your life. You are still worthy. You still deserve to be here. So how do you ultimately free yourself from this weight of feeling like you need to do all sorts of things to prove your value or your worth, or you need to always be right? You have to see the fallacy of that. You have to see how that's actually making you weaker. You have to see how it's making you delicate. You have to see how you are making yourself small with that belief. And until you see that, you will always stand in that air of intellectual superiority, scrambling to always be right. That's not strength. That's not power. The frenetic rush to be right, when your ego and your identity are attached to that, is not power. Now, of course, for some people like this attorney, it's her job to be right. So how does she do that? Okay, to the best of her ability, then, she gathers all the information, she presents it, she does her best to be right in a court of law. And yet, her self-worth, her identity, stand apart from that. She does her best to have all the information, to be well-informed, and to be right as her work. But she knows that deep down that even if she's wrong, no one can take her self-worth away from her. No one can take her dignity away from her. No one can take her confidence away from her. No one can take her self-love and her self-worth away from her because she fucking knows that she deserves to be here. Even if she's wrong. Even if she's not right. And this frees her. This frees her from becoming emotionally entangled in what she does for a living, because now she's no longer afraid of being wrong because she knows that she's valuable either way. So of course, she does her best because it's her job to, quote, be right, to have all the information, to be well-informed, but she's no longer plagued with the fear of being wrong. As I've released my own fear of being wrong more and more and more, it has freed me up in ways that you would not believe. Oh my God, talk about liberation, you guys. It's not like I want to be wrong, but when I am wrong or when I don't know something, I don't feel shackled with this fear or insecurity or self-doubt or loss of confidence or loss of self-worth. I'm just like, all right, I'm able to hold myself in high self-worth and in dignity. I'm able to stand up proud because I love myself, and my self-worth doesn't hinge on this delicate balance, on this house on the sand of being right all the time. And you know what that also does? Besides freeing me up from viewing myself as inferior, is it frees me up from viewing other people as superior versus inferior. Now I can love everyone equally because I'm not judging you based on what you know. I just fucking love you for who you are. I love you because you are a human being worthy of being loved. You don't have to prove to me that you are worthy. And being able, being free to love people like that from my heart center and not have to judge them all the time based on how right they are or what they know is so amazing and fills my heart and my life so much more than the alternative. Having that energy of intellectual superiority was exhausting and so deeply unfulfilling. I can't even tell you. So unfulfilling. Because every time I judged someone else, I was judging myself in that moment too. Every time I was putting someone else down, I was putting myself down, and I was setting myself up with more and more fear about being wrong in the future. When we judge others, we judge ourselves the same way. So if you are looking at someone else and judging them, you're doing the same thing to yourself internally. How you judge others is how you judge yourself. And that's why it's so liberating to stop judging others, because at the same time, you stop judging yourself too. Now, I don't judge others if they have the wrong information. I just think, oh, they have the wrong information, and that's fine. And I still love them, and I still think they're amazing. And they don't have to be right all the time for me to love and respect them. Just like I don't have to be right all the time for me to love and respect myself too. So today, I just want you to contemplate, what would your life be like if you didn't have to be right all the time? What would your life be like if you didn't have to have all the information? How would it free you to have dignity, to be able to stand with dignity and self-worth and confidence and a sense of I deserve to be here, no matter what happens to you, no matter how people judge you, no matter how much information you do or don't know, no matter what you do in life, no matter what you achieve, what would it be like to know that you are valuable and worthy of being here? To know that deep down in your bones, and to know that no one, no matter what, can take that away from you. That's what happens when you liberate yourself from this prison of always needing to be right and always having a fear of being wrong. And just as an aside, you know what else it does? When you no longer feel the need to micro-correct everyone or point out where they might be wrong, it makes other people trust you more, and enjoy being around you more because they're not afraid of you criticizing them or judging them. They feel safer in your presence, and that allows for much deeper, more fulfilling relationships too. So, to close here, I ask you, what's more important to you? Do you want to continue living with this belief that the most important thing is for you to be right? Does it feel good to you to feel inferior when you're wrong? Are you ready to release the idea that your value, your worth hinges on you being right versus wrong, and instead find and feel a self-love, a feeling of high self-worth that cannot be tampered with, that cannot be destroyed, that cannot be brought down by others no matter what? Are you ready for that liberation? And do you know somebody else that might be really hard on themselves? that works so hard to always be right, to always have all of the information and is achieving all the time? Do you know somebody else that would benefit from this liberation too? Whoever pops into your mind, send this episode over to them, because we never know where people are at and how just the right words can be so deeply supportive to them. It's time for you to remember how amazing you are outside of the things that you do, outside of you being right versus wrong. It's time for you to remember that you are made, that you are literally made of love, and that you are worthy. You are worthy, and you deserve to be here no matter what. It's time to remember just how magnificent and fucking valuable that you are. And it's time to hold on to that and keep holding on to that, because no one, no matter what, can take that away from you. Let's stop making ourselves small. Let's stop making ourselves feel inferior. And let's go out into the world less afraid of being wrong.